Elk Point. On November 27, at around 8 p.m., the St. Paul RCMP Traffic Services conducted a check stop on Highway 646 east of Elk Point. While conducting the check stop, a vehicle traveling through was stopped by one of the officers. According to RCMP, the officer conducted a mandatory alcohol screening on the male driver and the result was a fail, which indicates that the driver is believed to be impaired by alcohol. Upon police attempting to have the driver exit the vehicle, police say the driver of the vehicle accelerated, striking the officer with part of the vehicle. It was noted by RCMP that the police officer was not seriously injured. In response to the incident, police attempted to catch the vehicle. However, due to the delay, the driver was able to evade police. The Elk Point RCMP detachment and St. Paul Traffic Services located the suspect vehicle later that evening. With careful planning and the assistance of the Bonneville RCMP, St. Paul RCMP and St. Paul RCMP Police Dog Services, a tire deflation device was successfully deployed to intercept the suspect's vehicle, say police. A short distance later, the suspect vehicle was disabled and two men and three women were arrested and taken into custody by RCMP. A search of the suspect vehicle resulted in a seizure of approximately 28 grams of suspected cocaine, 57 grams of suspected methamphetamine, 1 gram of suspected cannabis, 6 grams of suspected hashish, 45 pills of suspected Xanax, 8 grams of suspected fentanyl and over $2,000 in Canadian currency, according to RCMP. Ashley Don Cardinal, 35, of Calgary, Kayla Eunice Muswa, 30, of Edmonton, and Lance Kyle Lepatic, 31, of Saddle Lake Cree Nation are each facing charges of possession of a controlled substance, fentanyl, possession for the purpose of trafficking cocaine, and possession for the purpose of trafficking methamphetamine. Naomi Sophia Kitknife, 32, of Saddle Lake Cree Nation is facing the following charges: possession of a controlled substance, fentanyl, possession for the purpose of trafficking cocaine, possession for the purpose of trafficking methamphetamine, and operating a motor vehicle while being pursued. Sean Wilfred Muswa, 32, of Saddle Lake Cree Nation is facing the following charges: impaired operation of a motor vehicle, assaulting a police officer with a weapon, operating a motor vehicle while being pursued, impaired operation of a motor vehicle, operating a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration exceeding 0.08, and dangerous operation of a motor vehicle. He is also facing charges relating to failing to comply with the conditions of a release order, X5, operating a conveyance while prohibited, X3, possession of a controlled substance, fentanyl, possession for the purpose of trafficking cocaine, and possession for the purpose of trafficking methamphetamine. Following judicial hearings, Kitknife was released to appear in St. Paul Provincial Court on December 2. Kayla Muswa was released to appear in St. Paul Provincial Court on January 6. Cardinal was released to attend court in St. Paul Provincial Court on December 2. Lepatic is scheduled to attend court in St. Paul Provincial Court on December 2. Only Sean Muswa was remanded into custody and is scheduled to appear in St. Paul Provincial Court on December 2, to speak to bail. The St. Paul RCMP Traffic Services says they are committed to creating safer roads and the apprehension of traveling criminals. RCMP would also like to remind the public that while in the midst of the holiday season, it is important to remember if you are considering to consume alcohol, plan ahead and stay safe.